Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Emma. Today we're diving into a topic that's shaping the future of our industry T-levels and how they can help future-proof our workforce.
Right, Emma, so I read the article you shared with me and I have to say, I'm quite intrigued.
Oh really, what caught your attention?
Well, what really stood out for me is how T-levels are not just about education, but they're actually designed to directly benefit businesses like ours.
Yes, that's exactly what the article highlights. T-levels are this new technical qualification that's been developed with input from engineering and manufacturing employers.
I see, so they're not just theoretical.
No, they're not. They combine classroom learning with a 45-day industry placement, so students get both the knowledge and the hands-on experience.
That sounds like a great setup. And it makes sense for us in aerospace where practical skills are so important.
Absolutely. And the article mentions that T-level students are high caliber, right? They come in with the technical knowledge to hit the ground running.
Right, so for companies like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, or even our smaller members, hosting these students could be a win-win.
Exactly, and let's talk about the benefits. First, they bring fresh talent. These students have up-to-date knowledge and innovative approaches that align with our sustainability goals.
Wow, that is so cool. So we're not just training the next generation, but they're also helping us meet our sustainability targets.
That's right. And another benefit is future-proofing our workforce. These placements act as extended interviews, helping us assess candidates before offering permanent roles.
Oh, that's smart. It gives us a chance to see how they perform in a real work environment before making a long-term commitment.
Exactly. And speaking of long-term, the article also mentions that T-level students are equipped with the latest industry knowledge. This ensures they have the skills we need for a greener future.
Right, and that aligns perfectly with World Engineering Day's theme of shaping a sustainable future through engineering.
Yes, and there's another point. Hosting these placements helps build a more inclusive workforce. A sustainable future needs diverse talent and perspectives.
I hadn't thought about that. So by bringing in these students, we're not just getting skilled workers, but we're also promoting diversity.
Exactly, and that means we benefit from a wider range of skills and ideas.
So if I'm a company in the Northwest aerospace industry and I want to get involved, what do I need to do?
The article mentions that you can find more information on the T-Levels website. It's employers.tlevels.gov.uk.
And I suppose that's where companies can learn more about hosting these placements and how to get started.
That's right, and it's a great opportunity to shape the future of our industry while preparing for the challenges ahead.
Thanks for that, Emma. It's clear that T-Levels are more than just an educational program. They're a strategic investment in our future.
Absolutely, Daniel. And with the right approach, we can ensure that the Northwest remains at the forefront of aerospace innovation.
That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Emma. Join us next time as we continue to explore the exciting developments shaping our industry.